You know, as we go through life, we learn that some noises are pretty good to know. Have you ever gotten in your car, and in the old-fashioned days, you had the key in the ignition. Now our Nissan has that push start. If you don't hear the motor running, have you ever turned the key again and heard the starter grind or push the button again? Well, see, sometimes to hear a noise is a good thing. If you're going down the road and you don't hear the motor, that would make me nervous, right? Okay? Good things. You can hear your children snore. You know they're sleepy. My mom said when it got dead quiet in the house, the kids were up to something. Noise can be a good thing. The noise of the dryer, taking care of your clothes, and you can hear that hum. You may watch TV, you may be doing a project, but you can hear that hum, and when it stops, you know that you need to get your dress shirts out, otherwise they're going to be wrinkled. Some noises are great. Other noises, not so good. And we discern those as we grow up, as we learn about things around the house, the car. You know what a flat tire sounds like, and of course you have that sensation in the ride itself, but you learn that there are some noises that are pretty good and some noises that go, uh-oh. When I was in high school in Yokohama, Japan, I did volunteer work at the hospital, and they brought in Vietnam soldiers from Vietnam wounded by helicopter. For me, to this day, the sound of a helicopter, I have instant pictures in my head visually seeing wounded. Because I volunteered in the burn unit, I volunteered in the orthopedic ward, and just throughout the hospital. And so the sound of a helicopter, that noise brings pictures. As we're into the Word of God, God's Word teaches us about the noises of humanity. Now, right in for Palm Sunday, we know when Jesus comes into Jerusalem, there's some great noise. The people are shouting, Hosanna! You know, and we could hear that. We've done it ourselves in worship and in song. We've cried out, Hosannas to the Son of David. That's a good noise in the text. But isn't it amazing that it changes? Stirred up by the high priest and stirred up for their political and religious expedience and conniving and planning, the Hosannas changed in Jerusalem to crucify him. In our world today, doesn't it go back and forth sometimes? Sometimes we hear godly things. Sometimes we hear ungodly things. In the text of Palm Sunday, we find that it goes from hosannas, which honor God, to crucify him. It dishonors God. To Peter's, I don't know the man. You know, to the women who are silent, off to the side, watching everything. There's not much noise. Maybe some sobbing. You know, to Judas throwing the money back, you know, that he was paid to and bribed to betray Jesus. There's all kinds of noise in Holy Week. Our Lenten series is about God is calling us home, and we recognize in this journey to the heavenly kingdom that God is calling us and giving us eternal life right now, and we will have it in the full, that sometimes we're taking excess baggage. We've loaded up too much stuff from the journey, and we've talked about complacency and foolishness and, you know, about pride and humility. And today it's about the noise, the clamor. What kind of sounds are you carrying with you as you go through life? We recognize that the godly sounds that we have is the sounds of discipline, the children, the sounds of I love you within the household, the sounds of prayers, whether it's the adult or the children, those sounds honor God. They encourage us in the faith. But we also recognize there's the sounds of the dirty jokes, the slander, the bullying, the betrayal, the breaking of confidence, the false teachings of our world that the world and society so easily embraces. There's all kinds of sounds, and not all of it is good, is it? And yet, if we watch in the text, we see people change, the crowd changes, the same people, I imagine, in some cases, they in one beat go, Hosanna, and they're all excited, Jesus is Lord, and then the next beat, they're going, crucify him. Do you ever find yourself in your life doing that? You're here today, maybe you were here last week, but this week, this past week, Monday through Friday, what were your sounds like? Even with the sounds of sorrow, there can still be a voice that magnifies the Lord. The Psalms do that so well. It expresses, the old word is lament. It's not a word we use a lot now. But it's the hurt of humanity, the hurt in our lives and our hearts. And we can lift that up to God, knowing he is our strength, our rock, our fortress, our comfort. We give that to God. And that's not a great sound to hear people when they hurt, but it is a great sound knowing that they're surrendering it, lifting it up to God. Because that's what God calls us to do. There's the sounds of praise and prayer, even when we are confused and feel hopeless, when we come before the Lord and we know that he is all-knowing. He is the one who gives us direction. That's a wonderful sound. Our grandson, he's a Christian. He went to his dad, it was evening, and he wanted, I guess we call him a fruit roll-up, right? You know, it's that chewy, dehydrated, sugary kind of thing, and he wanted one before he went to bed. And his dad goes, my son-in-law goes, no, it's too late. And Elijah goes, it's not for me, it's for God. And my son-in-law, he's smart, he says, okay. You can go get one and give it to God, but you don't get to eat it. Elijah's smarter. You know, and he turns around and says, but God's inside me. My son-in-law is still smart. He says, go ask your mother. You know, even our sounds can sound like we've got the right theology, but we still kind of miss it a little bit, don't we? Trying to make the sounds that honor God, but miss it by that much. Today's lesson lifts up Joseph of Arimathea. He too makes sounds. His Lord has been crucified. He's still trying to figure it out. But the crowd had gone away, Christ had died, his body was on the cross. And the sounds are, even in his physical behavior, he went to Pilate to ask for the body. Under Jewish law, you had to do all your work before sunset, and it was the day before the preparation, that is, before the Sabbath. And there, they're looking, he's trying to get it done by that deadline, and so he's in a hurry. And Pilate grants the request, and Joseph of Arimathea gets the body off the cross, wraps it in the linen, the myrrh and the aloes, puts him, this body, in the tomb. It's a new tomb. It's fashioned out of rock. and the sound of the stone seals the tomb. This was God's plan of salvation, and it had sound. The sound of death. The sound of closure. And Christ was obedient even unto death. That sound honored God. And Joseph of Arimathea, his request, it honored God. What are your sounds like? Well, it's a wonderful time to do a double take on our sounds. Are we the church-going, Bible-reading believer on Sunday, and then on Monday we're yelling at every other driver, but we're not saying, bless you, you know? Are we the believer on Sunday, but then we're grumpy, grouchy, nitpicking, you know, kind of people during the week? Co-workers say good morning. You go, what good is it? From everything in between, we have our sounds, and it is our sinful nature that rears its ugly, ugly profile. This is a wonderful time to recognize, to confess, as we did earlier. We make these sounds of sin, and it's for that Christ died. And in the new life in Christ, we are given the voice, the opportunity, even in our life, our very existence, to make a new sound. It's a joy before the Lord. It's the sound of service. It's the sound of love. It's the sound of foot washing. It's the sound of compassion. It's the sound of feeding the hungry and finding clothes for those who don't have any. It's the sound of nurture and care. It is the sound of prayer in our confusion. It is the sound of prayer in our joy. It's a wonderful time to avoid going back and forth between being the people of the world going, yay, Jesus, crucify him. It's a wonderful opportunity just to recognize it is time for us as God's people to stay steadfast and consistent in the sounds of our life. And when we mess up and make the wrong sound, we still come back to the cross. We know his promise to forgive. And we walk away from the cross with a new sound again. I am forgiven. By the grace of God, I am restored. It isn't, yeah, I got away with it. But it is, I'm alive in Christ now and forever. And one day, it will only be good sounds in the kingdom of God. And one day, it will be eternal joy before his throne. And one day, it will be the sounds that God calls all believers to make. What a day that will be, huh? Yeah. Until then, let's make the right sounds. Let's be God's people now. We don't have to wait until it all happens. We can now live in faithfulness. We can give up the clamor, the noise, and live in the mission of being witnesses for God. Amen.